One of the things that I look forward to each spring of the year, I get to come to Alabama. Folks invite me to come be with them in singings. And to get to be with folks I'm expecting to live with forever in heaven, and to get to sing with you here on earth, it's a joy to me and a wonderful opportunity. This great church has been good to me for many, many years. I came here many years ago one Saturday for a youth program. Now that was a long time ago, back before Allen Webster was born. Again, it's been a long time. And I have a profound respect for this church, the elders of it, Allen Webster. And to be with you is a real honor and a joy to me. Now let's have a great singing. I prayed about this singing. I know a lot of you prayed about it. And my prayer has been that God will be glorified with it.
Amen.
And pleased with it. And that depends on if we really participate. Everybody participate. Let the leaders do the leading, and we'll do the following. Okay, we'll start out with Ron Hayes, and then we will go to Martin Anderson, and then with Albert Lewis. Those will be our first three.
Number 260-260, great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah.
In the supplemental group, number 7. What a lovely name. Before I got on the bus to come over here tonight, one of the elders at Oxford said to me, they've got our song in that book. I said, well, we'll see. I walked in the front door here, and the first thing somebody said, are you going to sing our song tonight? Of course. I love this song. It's a beautiful song. I'm Elder Lewis, and I worship with the Alder Springs congregation in Albertville. First and last stanza, please.
There's a name above.
That's his song.
Amen.
Nobody can sing it like that. Okay, the next four leaders, and fourth will be Jeff Graves. Jeff, after these three, then you will be the fourth one. Well, that would work, wouldn't it? What I mean, Jeff, you're coming on the front after two or three of these leaders.
He's starting to give you an amen, Brother Tom.
Yeah, okay. I've just been working on my man. Tim Story, and Tom Music, and Harry Pettit, and Jeff Graves.
Number 336. I'm Tim Story. I worship with the Rising Fallen Georgia congregation.
3:36.
I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful love.
I'm Harry Pettit. I'm from the Benton Congregation of Benton, Tennessee.
verses 1 and 3. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Thank you.
Now that's the kind of song you need all stanzas to get a full picture. Nobody leads it like Jeff.
Amen.
And that's a song that digs into your heart. It really, really does. Okay, the next four leaders, Dean Beard, and then Bill Kelly, and Liesl Evans, and Ronald Bryant.
I would like to sing one verse of two different songs close to each other, 512 and 505. I'd rather have Jesus. Might make a contrast to see the two songs. Is that possible? Grab a songbook if you can't get to the second song there.
I'd rather have Jesus than serve our Lord. I'd rather be His apprentice untold. I'd rather have Jesus than
to him by the
Number 741. 741. I'm Lisa Evans from the Asheville Road Church in Leeds, Alabama.
Watch out, we prove.
Oh,
One of the things I love about these singings, you always have tremendous support from alto, tenor, bass, soprano. And we've got one of the greatest alto singing bunch here tonight I've heard lately. And that really adds something to it. It reminds me, I passed today, I went out to my little place in Alabama, down near Rogersville, and I passed the field where I used to pick cotton. Like you're supposed to pick cotton, not with a machine listening to stereo music, with these things right here. And we would sing while we were picking cotton, what they'd say, church songs. We'd sing songs of hymns, spiritual songs. And it seemed like we'd always have all four parts. And many a day I had picked cotton and sang most of the day. Wonderful memories. Stan Gallagher and Shelton Long and Andrew Lancaster and Jack Andrews, they're our next leaders.
Thank you. 56:5-6. I'm Andrew Lancaster, I worship at Crestview at Boaz. Between the first and third. You will have a helper near and a hope will give you near.
This is one of the better singings I think we've had here. Everybody's staying together, singing songs we know, the way everyone is participating. I don't know about you, but it just kind of lifts my soul up. Thank you for doing that for me. Ed Smith and Ken Forrest and Ken Wilkerson and Ronald Edmondson.
Number 331. 331.
My life here on earth.
Tell a story, tell a story, there are lies.
here, number 2S, 2S. What a meeting in the air. First and second standing. I'm Ron Levinson from Crestview in Boaz.
Glory mine is not so far away, and we'll reach it some glad day. Heaven's love is now my final goal. There to live while ages roll.
Like to see a show of hands. How many of you thought of Ronnie Johnson? See, mine's up too. Yeah. Can't sing that song without thinking about it. Some of you know I wrote the last two stanzas of that song. And the third one, mothers hold their little ones so dear, I cried when I wrote that stanza. That's a real great idea. I wanted that to happen once tonight. R.T. McMunn, that's a hurricane, it'll stand on its own. Scott Crawford will be the second, Roger Harmon, and Ed Collins. Thank you, Mark.
Just for you, number 749. Number 749, written by Brother Tom Hall. All no stand to do. I'm R.T. McMunn from the Great Margaret Church. Some of you may not know where it is. Brother Tom had trouble finding it, so don't feel bad.
God's children are putting red scarves in their crown through mercy, compassion, and love. Forever and ever, no scarf will shine on in beautiful heaven above. They're adorning their crown, they're adorning their crown, and one day they'll send you, they'll see. Why did you?
Please turn your songbook to number 99. It's a short song, so I'd like to do all three verses. Is that okay? I'm Scott Crawford from the Roebuck Parkway Church.
The wind shall
361. I'm Ed Collins from Talladega.
If for the price we have saved,
announced we would have announcements, so we're going to let your voices rest just a minute while we make those. The 39th annual Gadsden area singing will be April 25th, starting at 7 o'clock. Gadsden building of the Church of Christ is where they'll have that. There'll be a singing at Swearingen just out of Grant on May the 2nd. Starting at 7 o'clock, and then refreshments will follow that. And then a meeting there starting April the 20th through the 23rd. 7 o'clock in the evening, but 10 o'clock in the day services. And if you've never been to those day services, a lot of you have, it's a unique meeting. Back when I started holding meetings in 1950, that was standard procedure at a day service. Sunday night service. Don't have many of those day services anymore. Too many people have retired and they've gone fishing or playing golf to have a day service. But we have one at Swearingen and it always turns out real well. And sometimes have about as many, honestly, as we do at night. Now, Brother McMunn, the way I found Margaret, I turned at Gladys Marie and went 10 miles down to Edith and turned over to Peggy Jane, and then you're only 5 miles from it when you get to Peggy Jane's. You may see a sign and mark it. I love that name for a town, Margaret. Okay. Any of you have let's start over here, a singing you want to announce? Very good. Over here. Okay, over here. Over here. Jack?
Tom's too modest to say who's going to be preaching in our meeting. We've got a young upstart whippersnapper named Tom Holland that'll be doing preaching in that meeting.
How many years will that be, Martin?
28th consecutive. It'll be your 30th meeting at Swearingen, but the 28th consecutive.
Okay. I was 12 years old when I first meeting. Okay, Brother Lucian Claiborne, you be coming. And Sean McAllister. And Ronald Doherty. And Mark McKeel.
Singing at Hartsell, Alabama. Tom Holland will be with us. May the 9th.
May the 9th at Hartsell. Keep that one in mind. Okay. Are we ready? Let's stand. We haven't stood in a long time. Let's stand. And...
Number 902. 902. My name is Lucian Claiborne. I worship with the East Ridge Church in Chattanooga. There's the wonder of sunset at evening, the wonder of sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me.
Trust in God. Lloyd from Cedartown, Georgia.
I have started for a city on that bright eternal shore where the saints of God shall gather and live on forevermore. It is a light of love and beauty that where my possessions are, and I am not the land of Canaan when I die. Not the land of Canaan,
in about 10 minutes, you ladies that are going to be preparing the food may want to be thinking about heading in that direction. We've got, I think, 13 liters, and it takes about 3 minutes per. So you can kind of figure it on that. Okay, Don Lovell and Tony Simmons and Kendall Hirsch and, okay, let's see, Gerald Biddle.
Number 62, Sing On, You Joyful Pilgrims. I'm Don Lovell from the Palisades Church in Birmingham, and also the home congregation of Brother Ray Bruner. And if Ray was going to a singing tonight, he may have gone to the center of one, because I know he used to preach there. So Ray's a good fellow. Enjoy worshiping with him. Let's sing verses 1 and 3 of Sing On.
Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, your pain alone has gone. My faith is heavenward rising with every tune.
please. Short song. There's three dear sisters, remember this congregation, that used to be my neighbor out in the Martin community, Marshall County, about 10 miles north of Albertville. Used to look off the front porch and see their dwellings where I lived. Used to walk up a trail. I had this trail I used to walk up when I was about 4 or 6 years old, going to their dad and their granddad's store. And one of them, Francis Ship, is I never dreamed that when we looked out our front door to see each other, that one day, after attending a little rural school, 9 grades, they had about 300 students, that one day both of us would be transportation supervisor for our county school system. Did you ever think that, Francis? Let's sing number 501 in all three verses, please. No, not one. There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
297. Cheryl Biddle from the Talladega congregation.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where the star paths rise. Oh, they tell me of a coming day. Oh, the land of promise day.
Okay, if you're going to really, really enjoy the singing, hurry, because it's winding down. You know the way time flies during these singings. Like folks tell me up where I preach, time just flies. If you believe that, I've got some property in Arizona I'd like to sell you. From the front porch, you can see the sea. Kevin Smith, Greg Burleson, and Ricky Patrick, and Davis Hammond.
Five hundred fifty-seven.
We got to make some tartan candy, go through turkey, get my chicken. One of them get some bacon. Thank you for tonight.
There's a message to the glad for the sinful and the sad.
Yeah.
7. My name is Davis Hammond. I'm from the River Chase congregation. I know we just stood, but I'd ask you please stand with me on this one. And we're going to sing all three verses.
When peace like a river runs and wide way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot.
Pick up on that. Great job. Okay, Ronnie Hubbard, and then Brandon Rucker, and Charles Tyler, and Eric Shirey. Those will be our last four. And then I have an announcement to make at the end.
Number 177. 177.
My name's Ronnie Hubbard.
I'm from Boxford Country. 177.
Let's sing.
I know.
Thank you.
7-0. Verses 1 and 3. I'm Eric Scher. I go here at the Jacksonville Church. And let's stand for this song too, please. This is too much of a song that we want to do justice without standing.
It thrills my soul to hear the songs of praise we mortals sing below. And though it takes the parting of the ways, yes, I must onward go. I hope to hear through our younger days a song with them.
It's a memory. But what a good memory. I want to thank all of you for being here. I know we've got Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama. Any other state that I haven't called? Okay. And obviously, we've had singers here tonight. And surely God has been pleased with this. It's been a blessing to my life, and I hope it's blessed your life as well. When I think of this congregation and the good that it's doing. It thrills me to know that I could come here and be with you. I think about all the good that Alan Webster's doing with House to House. Tremendous tool for good. I think about polishing the pulpit. If you've never been to polishing the pulpit, you are denying yourself a great blessing of life. I promise you. There's a spirit of enthusiasm that's contagious, and you will go away with your spiritual battery recharged, I guarantee you. So come if you possibly can. How many of you have been to the Diana singing? Hold up your hands. No wonder we have a good singing, Mark. We have the singers from Alabama there, and Georgia and other places. June 13th and 14th. Not too long away. So if you can at all, please come and be with us for the Diana singing. All you got to do is get on 65, come up to exit 22, and those of you that are my age, there's a McDonald's there, and they've got senior coffee, the big cup, for 50 cents. And man, it's some of the best coffee that you will ever drink. Starbucks is not in the ball game with you. They think they are. All they do is charge a lot of money. But man, come and be with us on June 13th. I know a lot of you have driven quite a bit of miles to be here tonight. Martin and Tootie left Montgomery at 20 minutes to 5. He's been in the meeting all of the week down there. Left, wanted to get here in time for this singing. I thought I heard a helicopter landing out there. And they made it. And so, what a joy to be with you. Now, I know you brethren at Lead, it means a whole lot to you. So I just sit back and enjoy singing with you. But I want to sing one line when we all get to heaven. I don't know what number it is, but surely we all know that by heart, don't we? When we all get to heaven. And let's sing it so the Lord will know that we are anticipating that great and glad day. Sing the wondrous.